This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hello, Carson Anderson, 97 on the ticket. 248-539-9797. We came out of the blitz thingy. We're talking about Mike Tomlin never having won NFL Coach of the Year, which, you know, seems impossible for a guy who's been as good as he has. But we've kind of spun it into, you know, the competency with which the Steelers have been run, the Seahawks have been run, the Ravens have been run, the Patriots. I don't know if I ever fully bought into the Patriots being run that way, because even before Matt Patricia got here, there were plenty of examples of the Charlie Weisses, and I can't remember who the GM was.
Scott Pioli?
Yes, that have gone out, went elsewhere and failed. There was another guy, although one of them's now having some success in Tampa. But the long story short, the Patriot tree wasn't producing, you know, the way that you would think it was if it were system-related, right?
Right.
A huge challenge, like looking down the road, huge challenge is what do you do if you lose both coordinators? Like, that's a massive challenge.
No, and that's a very real possibility. I feel like at this point, both of those coordinators, and you can even throw Phipp in the mix, at some point he's going to get an opportunity to do something else, but both Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson should be at the top of just about every team's list that's looking for a new head coach. If you're going to start interviewing guys, you better talk to these guys. And they both have amazing resumes. Aaron Glenn has just improved his resume dramatically this year from years past. In years past, he was deserving of those interviews. And now, come on. But there's no guarantee either guy wants to be a head coach. The way that Ben Johnson has acted certainly doesn't seem like he's ready to be a head coach or wants to be a head coach. Or he's just waiting for the perfect situation for him. And he can afford to be patient because he's young. He's getting paid well. He can get paid as well as he wants, basically, as a coordinator, simply by negotiating at this point. I mean, I think all of Detroit would back up Sheila and say, just give him whatever he wants to be the coordinator here. We don't want to lose Ben Johnson. We don't want to lose Aaron Glenn either. But they could both be gone.
That is going to be a big test of sort of the system here. That the tolerances hold if the coordinators change. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I feel better. This is going to sound strange. I feel better about their survival rate, if you will, if Ben Johnson moves on after this year. Because Dan Campbell took over the offense after they decided to let Anthony Lynn go. He and Ben Johnson took that thing over together. They worked it together. They built it. And then he turned things over to Ben Johnson full time. So I feel like they're better adjusted to handle that loss if and when it comes.
Did I misinterpret that? Did you say he and Anthony Lynn built it?
No.
Oh, I thought
he
you said
Ben Johnson.
Okay, built it. I thought you said he and Anthony Lynn built it.
I don't know why I said that. I don't know.
Anyway, point is, so yeah, he did fire Anthony Lynn. He is. So, and let me again make sure I'm understanding. You feel better that the the system can hold with Ben Johnson leaves. You feel better now than you did, like, say, going into this year. You're feeling better about it all the time.
I felt fine about it for years.
Have you really?
Yeah, I really have, because of what happened that first year. Because of what happened when they got rid of Anthony Lynn, it was Dan Campbell that took over the offense. So he and Ben Johnson created this thing together.
Well, look, after my conversations last offseason, I'm not fully convinced Ben Johnson's ever going to leave.
I'm not either.
I think that there is reason to believe that Ben Johnson is one of these guys that is perfectly comfortable where he is, and that Ben Johnson may stay here for a long, long time, just being the offensive coordinator. Not every coach is wired the same way. They have their own value systems. He may love it here, and he may be able to spin this into a massive contract. Like you said, give him whatever he wants to stay on as offensive coordinator, because there's no cap on coaching.
Yeah, I talked to a longtime member of the media on Sunday, and he offered up to me that he didn't think that he wasn't so sure Ben Johnson wants to leave either.
Yeah.
It's like, nothing says he has to go, and I think he might want to stick around.
All right, so there you go. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback, Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. I do want to do something we haven't done in a while, because it's an interesting exercise given where the Detroit Lions are right now. But let's go to Dave in Clinton Township. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Dave.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I agree with what you said earlier there. It's, you know, the Patriots had a dynasty for 20 years, and they had all them, you know, coordinators come and go. I mean, they did kind of have an unfair advantage with the greatest player of all time, but still, they were able to maintain. Also, I was thinking, maybe everybody can move up a step, and we can save one of those coordinators. How about the GM becomes president, Dan Campbell moves up to GM and is more of a hands-on GM, and Ben Johnson is the head coach?
No.
I don't want to change
it. I don't want to change all that just to keep Ben Johnson.
Well, you really wouldn't. I mean, because...
Well, you'd be changing a head coach.
I'm saying more of a hands-on GM. He would be at the practice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you'd be changing the head coach. And I don't think I want to change the head coach at all.
I don't want to touch this idea.
Like,
this is a nuclear option to me. No, thank you.
By your logic, Dave, would you rather see Ben Johnson be the head coach than Dan Campbell?
No. I would not.
You sure?
But, like that's why I'm saying if there was a way that... I don't know if everybody get mad because it's kind of like skirting the issue about who's actually the head coach. Just more of a title with the GM with Dan Campbell.
Yeah, I've zero interest. Sorry, Dave. Like none.
Yeah.
That idea. Look, everybody's.
I mean, keeping the band together, but putting them all in different positions. Yeah. I don't think it makes sense.
He's going deep to try to keep everyone here, and that doesn't work. I guess what you're hoping is you have Belichick and Brady, you know, with Campbell and Goff. And Belichick, he had the hot name, Josh McDaniels, you know. You had the hot defensive coordinators, hot offensive coordinators. They left, and the ship just kept moving along. And that's not to say Ben Johnson's not going to be a good head coach, but you just hope that you have something so strong here, the core is so good that you're going to lose the hot coordinator here and there, but you're going to still be good as a team.
I think... this is a mistake that lots of teams make, and you can only know really what works when you do deep dive interviews with people. So I wouldn't know from person to person unless you're actually involved in the interviews. But I think teams make a mistake of assuming that because somebody's a great play caller, they're going to be a great head coach. And there's so much more that goes into being a head coach than simply the X's and O's of the game.
Okay. I think this is going to be really interesting. It's been almost a year. Maybe not quite. But Gator, I want to do something.
You want to do a mock draft?
Yep.
Oh.
All right.
Well, this is interesting.
I'll tell you who it's from later. With the first pick, the Giants move up and take Shedeur Sanders, quarterback, Colorado. With the second pick, Cleveland takes Travis Hunter, athlete, Colorado.
It doesn't say what they have to give up to move up to number one, does it?
It does, but I didn't... Yeah, it's sidetracking the point. Jacksonville at 3 takes Calvin Banks. At 4, Cam Ward, the quarterback from Miami, goes to the Raiders. At 5, Luther Burden, the wide receiver from Missouri, goes to Tennessee. Will Johnson from Michigan goes to New England at 6. Abdul Carter, edge rusher from Penn State, goes to the Jets at 7.
No offensive line help. Nope.
I'm going to skip ahead just the most interesting ones so we can get to the Lions. At 9, the Dallas Cowboys take Mason Graham, defensive tackle, Michigan. Poor Mason. At 12, the Chicago Bears take Derek Harmon, defensive tackle from Oregon.
Where does Genty go?
At 14, Tampa takes James Pierce Jr., edge rusher, Tennessee. At 18, the Rams take Carson Beck, quarterback, Georgia. At 21, and again, we're just doing the interesting picks, Arizona takes Isaiah Bond, wide receiver, Texas. At 22, the Commanders take Benjamin Morrison, cornerback, Notre Dame. Houston at 23 takes Ashton Genty, running back.
At what?
23.
23?
Yep.
He ain't lasting at 23.
At 25, the Chargers take Colston Loveland, tight end of Michigan. At 28, the Steelers take Jalen Milroe, quarterback, Alabama. At 29, Walter Nolan, defensive tackle, goes to Minnesota. And at 30, defensive tackle Tyleek Williams goes to Buffalo from Ohio State. The Lions are on the clock at 31, okay? So we'll start with this. They're at 31. I skipped a whole bunch. I'll tell you who's on the board. And this is what gets weird. You start thinking about, and this is why I wanted to do it. What do they need? What do they really need right now? I'll tell you who's on the board. Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle, Michigan. Emeka Egbuka, wide receiver, Ohio State. Josh Simmons, tackle, Ohio State. Landon Jackson, edge rusher, Arkansas, highest rated edge rusher left. Tyler Warren, tight end, Penn State. Just think about that because that'd be amazing. And Jonah Savaya-Niaya, the interior offensive lineman from Arizona. Now, I wanted to do this because what do you do now if you're putting this team together? I mean, I guess you're probably seeing who you're going to lose in free agency. But this is so much, I don't know if it's tougher or easier or what, how to describe it, right?
It's different.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because you're no longer looking, oh, how can we get 2 first-round picks? What do we have to, how far do we trade back and still get? I mean, this is, I know where I'd go in this.
Of the names I mentioned?
Yeah, I guess. Of the names you mentioned, sure.
Okay. I want to get your pick. And if people want to text over their pick, feel free. Because one of those guys is the pick. But it's just, it's weird. The draft is a completely different thing now. It's 100% different. I almost don't care.
Wow.
Remember I said almost, yeah. It has a lot to do with where we are in the calendar.